Hallo beste luisteraar, beste duikbuddy. Even een korte mededeling, want onze podcast is voor de derde keer op rij genomineerd voor de Belgian Podcast Awards. En deze keer in de categorie Entertainment. De concurrentie is groot, maar we gaan de strijd aan. En daarom hebben we je stem nodig. Wil je onze podcast steunen? Geef dan je stem via de link in de show notes of kijk op onze sociale media en website voor de juiste link om te stemmen. Bedankt en veel plezier met het luisteren naar deze aflevering.
Polygon Seahorse Podcast.
Welkom op de 39e aflevering van de Polygon Seahorse Podcast. We zitten hier in het Van der Valk Hotel in Brasschaat en we gaan het vandaag hebben over Scuba Pro. Scuba Pro is werelds meest bekende en iconische duikmerk, gebouwd voor en door duikers. Opgericht in 1963 door Gustave Dallavelle en Dick Bonin, blijft Scuba Pro de standaard voor innovatie, prestaties, betrouwbaarheid en duurzaamheid. Voor de hobbyist tot de professional, voor recreatieve tot technische duikers, maakt Scuba Pro toonaangevende ademautomaten, duikcomputers, PCD's en thermische bescherming. En samen met een volledige lijn duikmaskers, vinnen, snorkels, tassen, duikaccessoires en duikkleding. In 1997 is Scuba Pro gefuseerd met Uatec en heet nu Scuba Pro Uatec. En bij Scuba Pro, onderdeel van het Johnson Outdoor, werken meer dan 400 duikenthousiastelingen in 17 vestigingen verspreid over meer dan 13 landen en 4 continenten. En van die 400 duikenthousiastelingen hebben we hier twee aanwezig vanavond. Martine, Grete en Alberto Belloni. Welkom.
Dankjewel, Glenn.
Thank you.
Ik heb de introductie in het Nederlands gedaan. We gaan de podcast verder zetten in het Engels, want aan de naam te horen zullen jullie ook al begrepen hebben dat Alberto uit Italië komt. En Alberto is eigenlijk de general manager van de productie van de ademautomaten. Dus die gaan ons alles kunnen vertellen over de ademautomaten. Dus ja, welkom Martine, welkom Alberto.
Dankjewel, Glenn.
Thank you.
Thank you very
much. Happy to be here.
No problem. It's a pleasure for me also to have two persons from Scuba Pro in our podcast. It's always nice to have people from a brand in our podcast because then we have all the latest news, of course. So I'm very, very pleased to have you in our podcast. Today, there was a special event here in the hotel.
Yes, not in the hotel, just on around the corner is another conference room. And we had our dealers, the Dutch, Belgium and Luxembourg dealers for the whole Benelux to look at our new products that are already on the market or will come for the coming months.
Oh, okay, so, nice.
Yes,
all right.
Was very
so
nice.
There were a few surprises, maybe in new products, yeah? Maybe we can talk about the most important. You told me about a new regulator.
Yeah.
I have to thank Martina for the invitation to have the opportunity to present in advance, because the regulator, the new 105 regulator, is not still on the market. You will see in the store in 2 months. We are starting shipping now.
Okay.
We are talking about entry-level regulator, but entry-level regulator has to have the same quality of a premium regulator.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
And entry-level doesn't mean low quality.
Okay.
So it's a simple regulator. It has to be reliable. Maybe more reliable than any other regulator because its destination is rental and
clubs, school,
also store because maybe beginners, beginners they start and they have to perform in the best. So we could find a great performance by this project, by the 105, and with the big improvement, Scuba Pro was famous already, also in the past, for a reliable mm-hmm. entry mm-hmm. level regulator. The most famous was in the 90s, you remember well, Martina, mm-hmm. the 190.
Yeah, this is a very famous regulator, yeah. Scopepro.
Yes.
What was amazing in that year, so when we had the growing of diving market, mm-hmm. how mm-hmm. many 190 regulators allowed to dive new divers. Yeah. So
it's the R105, that's the new one, that's just the basic regulator, new basic regulator?
New basic regulator. It's a downstream mechanism, very reliable, and we made with this model some improvements. The size is very compact. We applied new technology material, new technopolymer material, especially in the front, to be anti-scratch, you know. When it is very used.
For schools, it's important.
It's accommodated yeah. material with premium material, polyurethane. And we introduced for the first time on this category also the dive pre-dive control.
You can adjust.
Okay. You can adjust the Venturi mm-hmm. effect inside mm-hmm. the rack. And that is important because we took this decision, a strategic decision. It's a little bit of cost more, but it's important people that they have the main feature on the basic mm-hmm. reg that they can find maybe later when they approach different.
So that's the second stage.
Second stage.
Is there also a new first stage for that or?
No, not really. We have the Mark II Evo. We mm-hmm. did a revamp of this famous and reliable piston. Mm-hmm. Conventional piston system. Yeah. Maybe 5 years ago, we did this. It's very reliable. So the combination for the moment is with the Mark II.
But there is a new first stage. It's quite new. It's a Mark 19.
Yeah.
So maybe you can have a little explanation on the Mark 19.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mark 19 is very interesting because, you know, Scopepro was born as a piston-balanced company.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We have the Ferrari.
Yeah, of course, yeah. We are.
Mark 25. Mark uh-huh. 25 is
the best
best. Worldwide, I can say it's difficult for me to talk about our product.
It's the flagship of Scopepro first
stage. So
there's no comparison.
No comparison with the Mark 25. Mark 25 also in terms of design, in terms of feature, in terms of.
And what makes that Mark 25 so special?
Yeah, it's a long story because
maybe we can make a separate podcast episode about the Mark 25.
It's a piston regulator.
Yeah.
It started with the Mark 5 many years ago, and with that special design, maybe you remember it mm-hmm. with the swivel ports I think the secret is that from Mark 5, Mark 10, Mark 20, Mark 25. So, and every time we made improvement on the same mechanism. So, we could maximize. And not only now, we have Mark 25 Evo.
Evo, top of the top.
And it works very well also in cold water diving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Scopepro was only piston. Mm-hmm. Was born like this, and piston allows the best performance in terms, especially in terms of flow rate. But the market like also the balance, the diaphragm balance, the seal, especially for cold water diving and maybe not a very good environment because it is sealed. So we decided year ago to develop also a balanced diaphragm first stage. We had great result with Mark 17, okay? And we could compete with the main actors on the market of like Aqualung, Mares. Mares is only balanced, diaphragm balance first stage, and Aqualung and Apex the same. They don't have a piston. And we could compete because especially the main mechanism inside is very reliable, different. But we wanted to have more Scuba Pro family feeling, and we could develop a diaphragm with the Mark 25 look style with the swivel and exit port, and this is the Mark 19. Not easy to develop. Not easy. Unfortunately, we introduced it on the market just before the pandemic.
Not a really good moment,
no,
I think.
No. But now it's going
well. It's going well, yeah.
It's going well.
And it's just 23 grams more than the Mark 17, and you have one low pressure port extra, and you have the swivel, so you can adjust your hoses just the way you like it.
Yeah.
So it's
completely adjustable for your needs.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's the only diaphragm first stage with the swivel system, because they is the only one on the market, and I know technical divers they appreciate this a lot because they can adjust better. They love diaphragm. Because they are sealed.
Also for the bad environments, like you said, it's very important that everything is nice sealed. When everything is nice to adjust for your needs, that's perfect like that. And that made the MK 25 so popular. And now also the MK 19.
So we have a choice for both.
We have
a choice.
Yes, nice. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. There's a lot of noise in the background, but we are in a hotel, so okay, no problem about that. It's okay.
The Polygon Seahorse Podcast.
There's also an octopus for that.
Yeah, the octopus is the same of 105 in octopus version with longer hose.
With a longer hose.
Longer hose, yellow. Of course, the cover is yellow, but also news for this kind of octopus, the diver, pre-diver.
Yeah.
And that's important for octopus because you can set on pre-diver and you avoid any free flows.
Yeah, of course, That's nice. That's nice.
Especially in cold water diving.
We're always diving in cold water here in Belgium, in Holland, in Netherlands.
Well, unfortunately.
Not where I'm living.
No, okay. Always.
He's a lucky guy, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. That's what about the regulators, but there are a few new things also. I see here a nice suit.
Yes. We have a complete new line on the Everflex suit, and it's totally different. It's not neoprene.
Okay.
So
what is it then?
It's rubber.
Rubber.
Yes.
Back to the.
Yeah, but
first, not really the.
Not really. No. To look at the environment, we want to be part of the making life better for everybody. And we looked for a manufacturer that makes a special kind of product like this. It's a natural rubber. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if you know, but there are rubber trees and they like bleed the rubber. So we take that liquid and we put it into the company, Julex, the mm-hmm. company name is Julex. They make it to a certain product so that we can use it as a suit.
Oh, okay.
So the product itself, it's natural rubber. And the outside layer, normally on other suits, it is nylon.
Nylon, yeah.
Do you have any guess what this is? It's not...
I don't know. I have to check. I have to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like just normal nylon.
Exactly.
Or something like textile.
It's not.
But
if I tell you that it's recycled plastic bottles,
okay,
would you believe me?
No, not at all. Not at all.
But it is. It is.
Nice.
So we made a cooperation with Julex, so that's also why we put a brand on the suits and on uh-huh. all the products we are developing now, and we have a complete line of Julex based rubber suits. And it's really, really very stretchy, very comfortable, and still it's the same warmth and the same feeling as uh-huh. neoprene. So
it's more easy to put it on. It's more stretchable as a neoprene, or likely
yes.
the same.
It's as stretchable as we had in the Everflex line.
Mm-hmm.
Before we had the Everflex line in a certain kind of neoprene,
uh-huh.
super, super stretch. And now we have the Julex line with a in work together with Julex.
Okay, okay.
And if you feel it, you can stretch it. And I have all the sizes and all the thicknesses here. We start from 7.5 millimeters and it goes to 5.3 millimeters. We have a certain kind of vests with a hood attached, so you can put it under
your normal
exactly.
wetsuit. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have a lot of different styles. We also have jackets with pants, and they fit together. Mm-hmm. So a 3 millimeter. This one you have here, it's a 5, and we have also in a 2 millimeter. Vest, and also a bathing suit for women.
Okay.
So it's a complete line,
uh-huh.
and we are very excited to bring this to the market.
And it's all in the new sustainability policy. That
exactly, yeah. We are really very concerned about environment and climate change. So we want to be part of a better world.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also why the complete Everflex Julex line is now packed in not in plastic, but in paper bags, and it's recycled paper mm-hmm. bags. So it's more than 80% recycled paper bags. And we are starting more and more stop the plastic.
Yeah, and not only for this new line, but also for the existing products?
Yes.
More and more?
More and more. So I have, for example, all the regulators are in carton boxes. All the...
Okay.
Products are packed to be sure we use as less packaging as
mm-hmm.
possible.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
some products, they need protection.
Of course.
So you cannot send products like rubber or neoprene just by itself because it will be stained and
of course.
So
need protection, of course.
We need protection to sell.
What about the inside, the blue color? It's also something new?
Yes. No, we have this for a couple of years. It's called Diamond Span.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very soft plush lining. It's warm. It reflects your warmth from your body. So you keep warmer during your dive. And it's very easy drying. So it's quicker drying than other plush.
Okay.
So we have this in the most of the Julex products.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have it on the Nova Scotia. We have it in most of our dry suits. We have it in most of the boots and gloves.
The most important parts to keep warm, of course.
Exactly. And if you feel the touch of the diamond span, it's really soft. So you, once you get it on, you don't want to get it off.
Yeah.
So this is the meaning.
Yeah. So it absorbed also the warmth of your body.
And reflects it. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. So it keeps you warmer than just a normal plush. And of course, like a nylon style.
Yeah.
Inner lining or like this. If it would have been the same inside, it's not so warm as the diamond span plush.
Okay. Yeah.
The Polygon Seahorse Podcast.
There is also a new fin.
Yeah.
What's special about that one?
Oh, we have a lot to say about this one.
Yeah, I'm curious. So,
do you know the Sea Wing Nova fin we have?
I know that fin. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've tried it in Bonaire. Last year, I think, and it was a very good fin to use. For me, there are different levels of flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I've tried one. Yeah, it was not stiff enough. Yeah. Okay. For the frog kick, it was not stiff enough for me.
But it's good that you mentioned this because the Supernova, it's perfect for frog kick.
I know that was the reason why I asked.
Exactly.
That. Yeah. What's special for that on that fin?
Yeah. You can see, maybe I...
Yeah, can you... you can
can
t- you, yeah,
I can take
course,
it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Because the complete new thing is that you can open this part on the side.
Uh-huh.
There, in every package of fins, there's this little tool.
Uh-huh.
And it has different sides. So I will not do it now, but I can show it later. But if you put your tool just under this little plug, you can see it here.
Uh-huh. Yes, yeah.
You can remove it.
Yeah.
Remove the other side.
The other side, yeah.
You take off these two parts, so you have the blade and you have the adjustable part for diving with shoes.
Okay.
We have optional full foot pockets.
Mm-hmm.
You can put the full foot pocket, put it on the blade, put back the little plugs. It has a right and a left side, and it has an up and down. You can see it easily because it has the text on it. And you click, you hear the click as well, and you have a full foot fin.
Oh, nice.
So it's actually two fins in one.
Yeah, so you have two fins, one for here in Holland or Belgium.
Exactly.
When you dive with your wetsuit or dry suit, and when you go to Bonaire, for example, or another exotic destination, you can switch to a closed foot.
Exactly.
And you can dive without...
Depends on what you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or the travel.
Or you can also switch the blade.
Yes.
When you need a more stiffer blade, you can choose that one or not.
In the future, there will also be a tech blade.
Mm-hmm.
At this moment, we only have the Supernova blade.
Mm-hmm.
We have it in black and in white, so you can also mix in black and white if you want. But this one, you can already see that it has like ribs here. And it has like, small little fins on the side, and this is why it's better for the frog kick than the standard Sea Wing Nova, and also the helicopter move you can make better with this one than with the Sea Wing Nova. So it's really an advantage compared to the Sea Wing Nova. And the funny thing is, you can also add other things to it. You can add colored skags. We have colored skags for other fins as well. They can put it on here. In the future, I think next year, spring, there will be weight.
So you can also adjust the weight of your fin.
Exactly
for your trim.
Exactly.
Nice.
You can just do one or two.
Mm-hmm.
So and I hope my colleague in South Africa still likes me, but we will also have LED lights.
Okay, for the night dives.
For the night dives. But it will take a little bit more time. But
it's a good idea for dive guides, etc.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just fun as well.
Yeah, of course. Fashionable diver.
Yes. So, yeah, it has so much features, this fin, to open, close. Also, when you are traveling light, it's a very light fin. And you can, if you don't have big bags, you can also put the foot pocket here, just for traveling. Yeah. So you have so many options with this fin. Yeah. And it, this one is attached to the packaging. And also very important, especially for the Belgian people. There's also a beer opener here.
Scuba Pro thinks on everything.
We think with you and for you.
Yeah.
I'd like also to add something regarding the amazing technology they use to mold this.
Yeah.
Because you
this
see,
is also rubber, right?
It seems rubber, but it is not rubber. It's the best of possible technopolymer material. Name is Monprene, and if you can mold and you are able to mold this material, you see it's like the touch is perfect. And it's anti-scratch material.
Okay,
and,
also important.
Because, it's
to
not
keep your fins nice
material,
and clean.
So, it's very unique.
There are little screws on the back.
Yeah, it's to fix what
you can change the color
and maybe the future the weight
and the weight and the lights
and the lights.
So very professional look.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's a totally different vision of the thing.
Yeah.
Unique.
And we run a lot of test weekends the last summer.
Uh-huh.
The last one was a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't say everybody, but almost everybody loved the fin.
Yeah.
So it's really different from any other fin we are selling and any other fin that is in the market.
Nice.
So, that's great.
Also this project and technology is very advanced technology, new technology, but looking also at our root, our past, the jet fin.
Yeah, the jet fin, of course. Yes, Cooper
Pro
made the original jet fin, of course.
Invented.
It's from military.
Jet fin is rubber.
Monprene
is different because you can control better the thickness and the performance. Mm-hmm. Rubber is more difficult to control in the molding. If you need a very tough part, you need a big thickness.
Yeah. Yeah.
But rubber doesn't allow this kind of ribs.
It will be broken also after a few months. When you use it, so it's not so.
Maybe it's also a nice, how do you say that, sneak preview that we will have from end of December, I think, we will have a few camo-colored jet fins on stock.
Also, again,
so
for
nice.
The more fashionable divers.
Yes.
Yeah.
How important is that fashion aspect for Scuba
Pro? Amazing. For us, it's very important. Some of the dealers think it's not, but the end users love it. Mm. So we are training our dealers, looking at more colored products. And I think we are doing a very good job because we have a lot of color products to add to your BCD, to your fins, to your...
It's possible, but not necessary.
Exactly.
You can do it like you want.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's important.
And the funny thing is the parts you can change, it's rechangeable. It's it's not costly. It's for example, the Hydros jacket we have, you can just change the colors by buying a new kit. And it's just a few euro. And you can change the complete set of your...
So you can have... Every new season, a complete new.
Set. You set your diving stuff. And, it's very nice. It's very unique.
Yeah.
It's very unique also, especially for the consumer. I totally agree with Martin. Final consumer is important for this. Yeah.
We see it with test weekends.
They
love to wear the yellow, the pink, the white, the turquoise, the blue. They love it.
Yes, I think it's also a nice thing that everyone can make it personal, can make it like he want, and a personal touch. Probably maybe in the future you can also order a suit with your name on. Maybe, I don't know. It's possible.
Also, it's very important, in my opinion, on psychological side, because you know, diving is something. Not easy for everyone. So the communication regarding also some fun. It's important to communicate easier diving. And our social now, they are communicating a lot of color. Our advertising communication.
What's the
social.
Most popular color?
Ooh,
I think pink.
It's a good question. Yeah, pink, but also the turquoise.
Yeah,
the turquoise.
Also white.
And white,
white is going well.
And for the technical divers, the camouflage.
The camouflage and for the technical
black.
The black. Yeah.
Black.
Black is black.
More black, yeah.
The Polygon Seahorse Podcast.
I see also a new computer.
Mm-hmm.
We knew the G2.
Yes.
But this one is the new one, the G2
Tech. So, I can take it, yeah. The G2 Tech, as you can see, it looks very similar to the normal G2. It has the same knobs here on top. It has the same way of navigating through the computer. That's the same case, same battery. But the most important thing of the G2 Tech is that you can choose between the standard, let's say, algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
That's the algorithm with the adaptive and micro bubble level predictive multi-gas Bullman algorithm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there's a second one inside, so you can choose as a diver to take the one with the gradient factors.
Yeah.
So really a computer for technical divers that want to control their dives more than normal.
Mm-hmm.
So they can put their gradient factors as they wish.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the big, big difference between a normal G2.
Mm-hmm.
The price is the same.
Okay.
So there's no difference in price. There's just a blue screen cover instead of the black one. And everything else is actually the same to use and to dive with.
Okay.
So all you can choose your screen as a light screen, a medium, so it's a classic screen, a full screen with all the digits in one view. But the big difference is the gradient factor.
It's a full color screen also? Like
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a full color screen. And it's very easy to read, especially underwater.
Yeah.
So...
What about a digital compass? What is Scuba Pro thinking about that?
We have it inside of this computer.
It's inside.
There is inside. There's the digital compass, and it's very easy to use.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can just switch it. You can also choose in your settings to have it constant on your screen, and you have your information on the bottom. So just the main information, a remaining bottom time, the maximum dive time, and the depth, and your information of your cylinder.
Yeah.
Let's say.
Okay.
So yeah.
It's with the sender also with an integrated air aisle.
Yes, this is all integrated. You can put up to 8 transmitters if you like. You can also use it for trimix, for side mount, for CCR, apnea.
For side mount, that's a very important thing.
Yes.
Because not really all other computers from other brands, they don't have a side mount.
No. There are just a few computer brands that have computers for side mount. This one is a computer that has it all.
Mm-hmm.
So not only for diving or for nitrox or for apnea, this is all in one computer. Plus, you can decide what language you would like to see on your screen. You can choose Dutch, German, English, French, even Japanese or Chinese.
Okay.
So everything you want.
All right. To charge, it's with the battery on the side?
Yes, you can just charge it. It's a chargeable battery. Mm-hmm. You can see here on the back.
Yeah, there's some contacts.
So there's the plug. I think it's inside of the black box. You can put it here, and it's with a USB opening, USB-C. Here is the plug. This is the cable.
Yeah.
And you just put it here on top, chip.
And that's all.
And put it on your laptop or in the car or on a small charger.
Yeah. So it's also the same cable to connect with your computer to transmit all the dives to your computer?
You could, but you can also use the Bluetooth.
Okay.
So there's a Bluetooth inside, so you don't need to have the cable. Mm-hmm. You can just transfer with the Bluetooth.
Is there also an app for that?
It's a good question. You have good questions. It's just a new app we have. It's a LogTrack 2.0. Mm-hmm. It's on online for free on Apple.
The App Store Apple and the Google Store for the Android users.
Exactly. So you can download it for free. Mm-hmm. And it's, how do you say that? It's in the cloud.
In the cloud.
Cloud-based.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing because you can put it everything you want. We will, of course, we can see not your information, but the general information of how many people are diving in cold water, how many
it's
people
it's important information, I think, for Scuba Pro also to have that data to learn about what kind of dives are made with your equipment.
Very interesting. Yeah. Very interesting how cold the water is in average for the people diving, how deep they will dive. Mm-hmm. If they use a heart rate monitor, for example, we all these computers, they can be paired with a heart rate monitor beside the transmitter, of course. But then it also registers your way of feeling, the real feeling inside during your dive. Huh? Mm-hmm. You could be stressed and that will be transferred to your heartbeat.
Yeah,
and this will be directly put into action in your computer.
Uh-huh.
So it can give you longer bottom time or shorter bottom time or a longer stay service interface or whatever. Yeah,
that's nice. It's also nice to see that the design of the computer is still something like the original Aladdin Uatech computer. It's almost the same design. So that's nice to see because that's for years the most important dive computer. Everyone used that one.
Yeah, the gray one.
And also with the three buttons, still the same.
Because it's easy to use. It's easy. It's like your telephone. You scroll down, you scroll up.
Yeah.
The only big difference is the screen itself.
Yeah.
The G2 has a TFT screen. Mm-hmm. We have also the HUD that you can mount on your mask. It's an OLED screen.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll talk about later. But we will, in spring next year, come with a new computer low entry with a little bit bigger screen than the G2. A very thin housing and semi-colored screen, also LCD.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the big improvement compared to like the Aladdin Pro that had a dot matrix screen.
Mm-hmm. No.
So the new screens are so much clearer and easier to read underwater than the dot matrix.
The buttons are push buttons, not as the Aladdin Pro that you have to make them wet. It was nice to see everyone on the seaside, everything like that to prepare their computer.
Yeah.
But it's a long time ago, so just push buttons. Like that. Yeah.
And the new computer that will be released in the spring next year, it will only has two buttons.
Okay.
And not on the top, but left and the right side.
Uh-huh.
So I cannot show it now because it's not on the market yet.
No.
But maybe next time
when we
meet each other.
Yeah, of course, of course. When there is something new to tell about new products, give me a call and then we can talk about it. So
that's
very nice.
Great, huh?
Yeah, it's great. So you talked about the HUD together with the computer. It's a nice combination, I think.
No, the HUD is actually a computer on itself.
Oh, okay. You don't need that computer. No. It's just a computer on itself.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes. The HUD is a computer that you mount on your mask.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, for all the masks that have a frame and a skirt that is a little bit open in the middle,
mm-hmm.
you can put the HUD because that can be attached with
two. It fits also non-Scuba Pro masks.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And we also have for the frameless mask, I am not sure if you know the frameless mask.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very popular mask for tech divers mm-hmm. as well. We have a special one because it's one big screen, mm-hmm. one glass.
One glass, yeah.
Then we also have one where there is a mount drilled through the glass, and it's beautiful. So the good thing of the HUD is that it projects all your dive information on your screen, on the right glass of your mm-hmm. mask. And because the water comes between the computer and your mask, it projects as if it was 1 meter further away.
Ah, okay.
So the digit make mm-hmm. by the bigger. Water
yeah, by the water,
bigger,
eh? Yeah, bigger.
Becomes bigger.
Yeah.
So you just need to put your eyes up and you see all your information. You see your dive time, you see your remaining bottom time, you see your information of your mm-hmm. air consumption, but also what you still have left in your tank. And you can, it's amazing. It's air integrated as well.
It's more expensive than a normal computer, or it's always the same?
Yeah, it's a little bit more.
More. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
but especially it was designed for the professional market.
Yeah.
You imagine mm-hmm. Like a police guy that has mm-hmm. to work underwater to find a certain bombs or whatever.
Yeah,
eh?
Yeah.
This is what happens in daily life. Or the Marines, the Navies, they have all equipment with them. They might carry a gun. They might have other things to work underwater to find bombs or whatever. They don't want to have to look at their wrist.
Yeah, it's also sometimes not possible to have a look on your wrist, and then it's easy to have.
And
it
this
here.
Is just look above, and you see all your
everything.
Information. For we found out since we launched the HUD that also for photographers, video makers, underwater, they have the video in their hands. They don't want to.
Yeah, I know the problem. Yeah.
So just look up and you see all your information.
Yeah, that's very easy.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah, of course. And how you have to adjust the information? Is there a little button, just one button, and then you can do everything?
There's one button on the right side, and you can...
you have a dial.
Yeah, cool. you can dial and you can push.
Okay.
And the push is... this is actually the same as the G2 system, mm-hmm. the idea. If you push short, you go inside to the menu. If you push longer, you go out.
Okay.
And it's the same with these buttons, actually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Push to go in, scroll with a little
nut.
And then you go up or down, push again, you go in or you go out.
Okay,
so this
nice.
Is very easy to use.
Yeah. And is it more for the recreational diver or is it just to the technical diver?
Yeah, it was designed for the professional market.
Uh-huh.
But as I said, for photographers, guys, girls who make videos, also people that maybe have problems with their hands, it's easy to just have a look.
No.
And if you don't want all your information, you can flip it up. For a second or for a couple of minutes if you don't want to.
Yes, because I was thinking, is it maybe after a while all the information constantly in your eye? Maybe you is it not nice to have like that
no,
for the whole time?
It is for the first 2-3 dives, you have to get used to it because mm-hmm. it could be a little bit disturbing because uh-huh. there's something there. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure. Did you ever drive like a Mercedes with a heads-up display on your screen?
Yes, I did. And it was difficult for me.
Exactly. For the first 2-3 times you were driving. Uh-huh. But once you get used to it, you look through it. You don't see it. You just focus when you need the information uh-huh. and you look through it when you are driving. Okay, so it's just an adjustment of uh-huh. your eyes.
Uh-huh. So you have to take your time to,
yeah, to train
to get used on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I think it's a nice adventure for an underwater photographer or a video maker.
Amazing.
I think it's nice to have, yeah.
Also people going by scooter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
It's perfect.
Yeah. When we run the test weekends, mm-hmm. this is one of the most popular products to test.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, because it's a lot of money.
And it's something new. It's something, I don't know, science fiction kind of thing. Yeah. So everyone want to try it, of course.
They love it to try it.
But I think there are no other brands that have something like that, except rebreather diving brands, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not really common for dive brands.
No, there used to be one brand that had it focused on, but it was a different way of transmission to the mask.
Mm.
But it was stiff; you couldn't change it, you couldn't move it. It was just there. And our HUD, you can adjust to the left, to the right, to up, to down. So it's different.
You can adjust it for your needs. So
and I think the other brand they didn't do very well on the sales part. So it's This is more accessible for most people.
The Polygon Seahorse Podcast.
This afternoon, I take a look to the website of Scuba Pro. I saw also thing like the donut wing.
Actually, we had the X-Tech line mm-hmm. years ago. I think it was 15 years ago. We had a complete line of tech jackets.
Mm-hmm.
So we had the harness, we had the stainless steel backplate, we had different types of bladders,
mm-hmm.
wings, donut, double bladder donuts, horseshoe. I think at that time we were too soon because the real technical diving was not really common at that
mm-hmm.
time.
And at this moment, I think the line between recreational diving and technical diving is very small at this moment. I think the mm-hmm. both are coming together more and more.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are many in my area, for example, because on Sunday morning, Martin took me to a spot here.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
It was amazing for me. I didn't see ever so many technical divers,
uh-huh.
real technical divers. Uh-huh. Yeah, I was going to the lake on San Marino, I think 100. And I thought because our area is Mediterranean, Portofino area, so is more recreation. But you see them outset the gear. They look like to seem technical divers, and they are not. They don't need, but they like to have this kind of.
Mm-hmm.
I
think there are more and more recreational tech diver.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And then you have the real technical diver, of course. But I think the line between technical and recreational diving is almost gone. I think it's more and more technical. Also, in the more recreational diving equipment, they are inspired maybe a little bit.
Yeah, especially regarding the BC. But of course, the recreation you use just one tank, and it's different.
It's different.
But also in the X-Tech line, you can also use the one tank. We have a single tank adapter.
That's
nice because you can if you want to start with a with a wing jacket, a donut jacket with an Inox backplate and a simple harness. In the future, you can upgrade it.
Yeah.
You can just take off the single tank adapter. You can put a double tank. So this is the nice thing of the S-Tech line, because it's more adjustable.
Yeah. You can start easy and then you can grow when you need it, of course.
Yes.
Nice. All right. I saw a lot of new products because it was mentioned on the website as new, but maybe it was not that new, but for a few months or few weeks at this moment. The S-Tech, of course, S-Tech Pro, S-Tech Pure, but for dry suits, I didn't see something new.
No, we launched the EverTech breathable 3 years ago, I guess, and it is working very well. Yeah. So why change a winning product? This is, I think, one of the most popular products we have in the suit line. It's the breathable dry suit, and why? Because the material it's lightweight, it's breathable, as it says. So if you are warm inside, it will breathe to the area where you are, inside or outside the water. It has a replaceable neck and wrist seals, and you can also put silicone seals on it, or even dry gloves. So it's more adjustable to the needs of the diver. And the good thing is that the price is very interesting. So this product is a real, real seller, big seller. So why change it? So
yeah,
this is why.
Yeah. And also for the undersuit.
Yeah, maybe we have the K2 line of the undersuit with three different thicknesses. The thickest one is for the tri-laminate dry suit. And we have a middle. It's called the medium K2 suit. It can be worn either in the summer period on the trilam or neoprene. And we have a thin one for only neoprene.
Neoprene. There are a few. I think there was one or two neoprene dry suits.
Yeah, we have two neoprene dry suits. It's the ExoDry and the EverDry. Yeah. And the difference is between the boots or socks and neoprene seals or latex seals.
Okay.
So this is the difference between the two. The sizing itself is the same.
And can it ordered measured?
No.
Or it's just one standard?
Yeah.
Standard sizes?
Yeah, this is... we decided to work with standard sizing because we can keep the prices lower, because if you adjust shoes, but the boots or the other or the length or whatever, it makes the suit more expensive. And there are a lot of manufacturers that make made to measure. So we decided to make one size complete line, of course, from extra small to 4XL. But if, for example, a boot is needed to be changed, it's possible at a local a company that can change, or maybe a dealer can change it. And we found out actually that we can cover about 75 to 80% of the divers in the standard suit.
Okay.
So in the end, they can, if you fit, so 80%, let's say, can fit one of our suits. And it's cheaper than to measure to mate. Yeah. So,
and for the other 20%,
they have to go to the measure to mate.
Customized.
Okay, nice. And now I don't have any questions anymore because everything was explained very well. I'm happy to see all the new products because this one is very nice. The suit.
It's very new.
Yeah.
We are the only one in the brand that has a rubber based, natural rubber based suit.
And also a good idea to have the sustainability ID in the company like that.
It's also a logo or a word we say, Scuba Pro Cares.
Ah, okay.
So I think it's very important.
And it will be more and more important, of course.
It will.
Everybody knows, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very, very much, Martine, Alberto, for your explanation about all the new things from Scrupa Pro. So I'm happy to invite you again when you have something new to tell, of course.
Very nice.
When our listeners or the people watching on our YouTube channel have questions, or maybe they want to have more information about their products, where can they find some information?
We have a very nice and new website. It's scubapro.eu.
Okay.
And in this website, they can find the dealers in their own neighborhood. They can put their postcode, and they can find the dealers in their neighborhood. And if they will have questions, there is a part that they can put the question in, and it comes directly to me or to my colleague, and we try to answer within 1 or 2 days.
Okay.
So, all questions are welcome, of course.
All right,
so,
perfect. Nice.
Very nice.
Okay. Reserveer mij dus enkel nog, ik ga nu terug eventjes in het Nederlands voortgaan om onze luisteraars te bedanken voor het luisteren. Reserveer mij dus nog om Martine en Alberto te bedanken. Hartelijk dank voor hier aanwezig te kunnen zijn. Onze luisteraars uiteraard ook bedankt om het te luisteren of te kijken. Zijn er toch nog vragen, kunnen jullie op de website van ScubaPro terecht, scubapro.eu, zoals Martine al zei. Of jullie kunnen uiteraard ook een mailtje sturen naar podcast@thepolygonseahorse.be. En dan bezorgen wij die wel bij Martine en antwoorden wij of geven we het antwoord wel mee bij de volgende aflevering.
Fantastisch.
Volg ons zeker op de sociale media. We zitten op Instagram en op Facebook, de Polygon Seahorse. Daar gaan wij eigenlijk alles melden van nieuwe evenementen of nieuwe afleveringen. We zitten ook sinds kort op Duiken in Beeld. Dus ook daar zijn onze podcastafleveringen te beluisteren en te bekijken. Ja, verder zou ik graag willen vragen, hebben jullie suggesties, mail of stuur ons een berichtje via onze sociale media en dan kunnen we kijken wat we daar nog mee kunnen doen. Voilà.
Super bedankt, hè, Glenn.
Heel graag gedaan, Martine. Ik vond het ook heel fijn dat we dat echt wel op een heel korte termijn hebben kunnen regelen, want we hebben eigenlijk elkaar einde vorige week maar pas gebeld hierover. Dus, en hier zitten we al, dus heel leuk. Voilà. Hartelijk bedankt en ja, we zien elkaar zeer binnenkort terug.
Heel fijn. Dank je wel. En bedankt voor de luisteraars.
Ja. Oké, okay. Thank you.
De Polygon Seahorse Podcast.